Okay, today's daf is Menachas, daf Sadi Hey, and we are on the top of Sadi Hey, Amid Aleph, as we continue here in Perek Shtei HaLechem, all about the Lechem HaPanim and the Shtei HaLechem. So we're talking about the Lechem HaPanim here, how it looks. There was Machlokas, Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Yochanan, how exactly the Lechem HaPanim was made, and what did the forms look like, what did the tefus look like. Rabbi Chanina, who we hold like, we'll talk about that, B'ezras Hashem soon, holds, at least the Rambam holds that way, K'min Teva Prutza, it's like a open, flat box on the bottom with the sides going up, and Rabbi Yochanan says, no, like a Sfina Rokedes, like a boat where the bottom of the boat gets skinnier on the bottom and wider on top, and we spoke all about the different structure of the other parts of the Shulchan, on yesterday's daf. So the Gemara continues within that discussion. So Meisvei, so the Gemara asks, Meisvei, the Brisa says, Kamin Kaveres Hayala Batanur, there was a type of basket in the Tanur, Vidome Kamin Talam Urbas, and it was like a Talam Urbas, right? But Feirish like Rabbi Chanina, it was like a flat box, Kashan Rabbi Yochanan. Ema Upiha Dome Kamin Talam Urbas, maybe only the top of it. The top of it was as wide as a tavla merubas, but on the bottom it got skinnier, and therefore it could fit into Rabbi Yochanan also. Tanya Kamanda Amar Kamin Svina Brokedes. So we even have a brisa that supports, right, most of the kashas were on Rabbi Yochanan, but now we have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. The Tanya Arba Asnif and Shalzav HaYusham, the side poles, there were four of them, that stood Mufutzalan Meiroshehen, and they had slits in them, Kamin Dakranan Hayu, like a reed with a split in it, Shesomchin Banez Alechem, and that's what the breads leaned on in these slats. Shudome Kamin Svina Rokedes, there's the line. And it was, the breads were similar to Svina Rokedes, which is Befeirish like Rabbi Yochanan, and that is the end of the Sugya. So one would think, okay, Brisa like Rabbi Yochanan, so we must not like Rabbi Yochanan. But the problem is that the Rambam paskins and quotes Rabbi Chanina. Right, the Rambam says, Kol Chal, a per Hilchas Tmidin. Interesting, this is in Hilchas Tmidin and Musafin, when we talk about the daily, not the Maisa Karbanos, which are the specific Karbanos, which we've spent most of our time on over the last couple of months. But the Rambam in Hilchas Tmidin Umusafin has, there are nine mitzvahs. Eight mitzvahs asay, and one mitzvah los asay. So what's in the Tmidin Umusafin? All of the Tamid Avodos. What that took place every day. Maisa Karbanos is all about the Shlamim and the Chatos and the Ola and the Ashtam and the Minchah and all the different Karbanos. But Tmidin Musafin, and this is the Rambam's categorization. The Rambam takes everything out of Menachas and out of Zvachim that has to do with what he calls Tmidin Musafin and categorizes it separately. What's in Tmidin Musafin? We have the Tmidin, obviously, the Minchah, the Karban Tamid, which the Rambam counts. We know the Machlokas Rambam Ramban. The Rambam counts one mitzvah of the Tmidin. Right, one by Boker, one by Erev, the Rambam has one mitzvah, and Hadlokas Eish al HaMizbeach, the Isser to extinguish the Eish, that's the only Los Asay mentioned here in Tvidin and Musafin, but then Shurmas Hadeshen, and Ktores, and Hadlokas Neiris Menorah, and the Minchas Chavitin, all the things that were done every day, and the extra Kfasim for Shabbos Musaf, and the Lechem HaPanim, the Rambam has, and then the Musafin, Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, Musaf of Pesach, Musaf of Shuas, all of them are counted separately. I'm sorry, I said 8, I meant 18. 18 in one. 18 Mrs. Asay, because all the Musafin are included, and Sfiras HaOmer is mentioned here. Lispar Kalish V'ish, Shiva Shavuos, Miyamak Rav HaOmer. So the Rambam has all of these. Interesting why that's here, that's not in Hilchas Yantif. Right, Sfiras HaOmer has to do with Karbanos, the Rambam has it in, Tmidin Musafin, and it's connected to the Musaf. It's connected to the special Karbanos. Interesting that that's here. Well, we discussed that back a couple of weeks ago, back on Daf Samach Vav or so. But either way, the Rambam has the mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim in Tmidin Musafin. So the Rambam writes in Perek Hey, Halacha Tes, Kol Chala Mehen Mirubas, Shenemer Lechem Panim, Sheyilo Panim Rabim. And there it is. It's Mirubas, it's flat on the bottom, it is not pointy, as Rabbi Yochanan said. Orakol chalam hen asar tvachim. We'll have to get to the measurements exactly over the coming days. Nimse chala yotzei shnei tvachim mikan shnei tvachim mikan v'kofal asa yotzei mikan v'mikan v'yishar. You fold the sides v'yishar bein shnei aksavos revach beemsa v'chein minia chala agabe chala ad sh'orech sheish chalos. Right, six on top of each other v'chein osa mitzida ma'aracha shnia sheish chalos. Right, so the Rambam has it at the flats. That's what the Mefarshim wonder here, the Kesef Mishnah, the Radvaz, why the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Chanina v'tzarach tam lama da ha'begemar ka'amar detanika v'azir Rabbi Yochanan. Ask the Kesef Mishnah. The Yefshesh Taimo Mishub Rabbi Chanina Adif mi Rabbi Yochanan, v'kashish minei. He was older. Daha pakid Rebbe, was Rebbe at the end of his life, Ksuvus Kuf Gimel, Chanina berchama yeshe barosh, v'havi kamo tana. Ooh. He was like a tana. He was older. Rabbi Yochanan is already on the border. Right, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Tanu Palik. Rabbi Yochanan, there's also sources that talk about Rabbi Yochanan Tanu Palik. Rabbi Chanina was older than him, as Rabbi Huda Hanasi writes at the end of his life when he gives instructions who's going to take his place and who's. So that's what Rabbi the Kesef Mishnah quotes. Maybe that's why we would paskin like Rabbi Chanina over Rabbi Yochanan. And the Radvaz also tries to work out why he would explain this way. Rabbi Chanina Damar came in Teva Prutza Tzorach Lomar that we plucked it to Tanoi V'yanat Amri Ketana Demastisan. Okay, either way, that's the discussion. Okay, we continue. Says the actually one other again. I didn't get to read the Sefer HaChinuch yesterday. Again, all of these dafim, a couple points, general lechem hapanim issues. The Sefer HaChinuch discusses lechem hapanim in mitzvah tzadi zayin, and he discusses the messages of the mitzvah. As we know, the language of the mitzvah. Again, we've touched on this, and we will touch on it again. The language of the mitzvah is not eating, right? The lechem hapanim. What's the mitzvah of the lechem hapanim? Right, eating lechem apanim is not a separate mitzvah according to the Rambam and the Chinuch. It's just part of the mitzvah of eating karbanis mincha. The separate mitzvah of eating mincha. Right, the Rambam has two mitzvahs in Maisa Karbanis Perek Yud: eating karbanos and eating minchas, eating animal karbanos. And remember, he has the two tiers. Eating kachay kachim is the ikar mitzvah, and the eating kachay kalim is the nigrar achar hamitzvah. And then he has the mitzvah of mincha. The Ravid, I think, counts separate mitzvahs as setting up the shulchan and eating and the haktaras bazichin. But the Rambam has, no, just the mitzvah of la'asos lechem hapanim. That's the Rambam's lashon in the Koteret. La'asos lechem hapanim. And if we look later on, the Rambam says, mitzvahs asay l'sader lechem hapanim b'chol yom. Shabbos al hashulchan lefnei Hashem behechal. So what's the mitzvah? Is it to make it, like the baking and the setting up? Is it to placement? And the Rambam also, again, does not count the eating. That's included in the mitzvah. But the Rambam says, mitzvahs asay l'sader lechem hapanim b'chol yom Shabbos al ha'shulchan, l'fnei Hashem, v'heichal, sh'nemar b'yom ha'shabbos ya'archenu, v'davar borur b'torah, shu sh'tem esrei chalos, kol chalos sh'nei esronin, v'aruch noso sh'nei storim, sh'eish chalos b'kol seder chala agave chala, u'bein kol sh'tei chalos shalosh ha'kanim shal zahav, k'dei sh'yitei ruach no sheves bo, as we'll see, v'someh kol ma'racha b'shtei k'savos. That he describes it, it's amazing. It's a whole seder. And then he gets into Ketzan Maisa Lechem Aponim. And that's what we're talking about here. How do you make them? How do you bake them? What's doche? What's not doche? This is a whole perek. Fascinating. A whole perek without mentioning anything about the eating. There's something about the creation and the placement of the lechem aponim, and that has to do with a lot of lumdus that we've heard, that the lechem aponim somehow was mashlim the shame of the shulchan even. And that's why it's mentioned in Parshas Truma. Right? In Parshas Truma is just about the structure of the Mishkan. You have all the Kalim mentioned, you have the Aron mentioned, you have the menorah mentioned. It doesn't talk about lighting the menorah in Parshas Truma. Right? That's later on. But it talks about placing the lechem aponim on the shulchan, right? We look at Parshas Truma, after it talks about the Aron, and it talks about the shulchan, v'yasisa sabadim, v'nasata al ha-shulchan lechem panim lefanai tamid. That's the last pasuk, parakhafei pasuk lamed. So the lechem panim makes it in there. And then by the menorah, it talks about making the structure, v'yasisa es nerosei ha-shiva, v'he'ala, I'm sorry, also there too. But it repeats it later on. Mentions it there too. Maybe you could have a similar idea. But again, the what we're focusing on now is the shulchan. That you put the lechem aponim there. Doesn't mention anything about the eating. That's not mentioned here. But the shulchan and the menorah have this, even though it doesn't mention bringing the karbanos. Let's say that could be a contrast by the Mizbeach, or later on at the end of Tetzaveh, right, by the Mizbeach HaZahav, it said it shall be there for the Ktares, and the Atzitzas HaBadim HaTzei Shittim, and Asadah Zolfrei Peroches, V'hikter alavar klor samim, you should be makter the ktoris. Either way, all of these, not karbanos, right, they have this placement. So again, interesting to think about, what exactly is the mitzvah? Right? Is it just the making of it? Is it the placing? And that's what the Sefer HaChinuch says. Lo hasim be'beis ha-migdash l'fnei Hashem lechem tamid. Right? Making the shulchan, does that count as separately? That's part of the Yasali Mikdash. Putting the breads on the shulchan, that's counted separately. And Mishar Shia Mitzvah, right, the Riven and the Minyan HaKatzar, right, he counts three mitzvahs, right, what we mentioned, eating the Lechem Apanim, the placing it there, and the Haktaras of Azichin. He says you should count three mitzvahs, and again, the Rambam only has it as one, right, the eating is included, the Bazichin is also included, and the placement is that what the Rambam has. But again, Mishar Shia Mitzvah, the Chassid Rechenech says, Shesivanu Akel Baruch Hu Mitzvah Tmidis Balechem Lafi Shebo Yichye HaAdam. V'Yalkein, where we have a constant mitzvah about the breads, because that's our staple of life. Alkein Sarech Elav Lios HaBracha Mitzuya Bo Tamid. And therefore, we want the bracha to be mitzuya in the bread all the time, so we do a mitzvah with the bread all the time. Umitoches kenu bo lekayem ala mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach, through our involvement in it, yia haratzon va'abracha chalim aleinu v'yisbarach b'me'enu. Through the bracha with the bread, bracha will be chal in our bread. Ki b'chol she'oseh bo ha'adam ratzon Hashem Yisbarach, bo hu misbarech. Through what we do, through we do ratzon Hashem, through the whatever we use, that we're zochet to a bracha. Right, it reminds us of that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, we want to get a bracha with the rain on Sukkot, so we do an avoda with water. We want to get a bracha with peiros ha'ilan, so we do a bracha with peiros ha'ilan. Right, that whole Gemara about what we bring on. We want to get a bracha with the wheat, so we do a carbon with the wheat. So here too, lufi kalin min v'inyan sheyasim magamas panav u'machshav osav va'asakav bidvar mitzvah lufihen me'ein habracha noveya elav. That's what he says. Oh, he quotes it. I'm sorry. V'chei matzasi, he quotes v'cha'amir zechanim alavracha. Forgot to look ahead. Rosh Hashanah Tezayin. Heviu lefanai Omer bePesach. Kadesh Yisbarchalam Tuah Shabbosados. Nischu lefanai Mayim Bechag. Kadesh Yisbarchalam Gishmei Shana. Shofar Shalayo. Kadesh Lizkarakidas Yischak. Right. So whatever we want to get a bracha in, that is what we do, and that is why. It's all mitzideinu, obviously nothing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is missing. Nobody with any brain, says the Chinuch, would think that by putting our bread on the table, we put it on hold, we take it off hold. So what is God getting? Shem doesn't get anything. It's all about us. It's all about our doing what he asks, and therefore we will be zochet to the bracha. Maybe like what we mentioned at the end of the year yesterday. So we should recognize that Hashem is always there. And that's why the light's always on and the food's always out. V'chulu. But it's all mitzideinu. It's all mitzideinu for us to be zochet to the bracha. Okay. That's, again, a lot more, but let's continue now. Again, lechem apanim. So again, just to clarify, as I missaid before, by the both of them in the truma are mentioned, so you have to maybe say a thought. Again, it doesn't have to be exactly the same, but both avodos, so to speak, putting the lechem apanim and lighting the menorah are mentioned, where it talks about building the shulchan and building the menorah. That tells us something different than hakravas hakarbanos, where building the mizbeach is separate from bringing the karbanos on the mizbeach. The mizbeach is complete without the karbanos. The shulchan might not be complete without the breads, and maybe the menorah also. Maybe that's another reason why the menorah never went out, right? Because once the light might have gone out, that would have been a problem. Viter iboy lehu, continuing in the Gemara, lechem upon him nifsa, and what we just said connects to exactly what we're about to say. As Hashem iboy lehu lechem upon him nifsa b'masos or in nifsa b'masos. When Klai Yisrael traveled in the desert and they had to take apart the Mishkan, so did the breads become nifsal? Do they become nifsal? Because when the Mishkan is up, there's a concept of psul yotze, right? It's nifsal b'yotze, but here there is no more Mishkan. So is it nifsal b'yotze or not? Right? It's clear from the psukim, it's a pasuk b'feirush and chumash, that the breads were there during the time of the masos. Dalid b'midbar, dalid zayin. The pasuk says when we closed up and traveled with the Mishkan. The pasuk says, "Uba Aaron uvanav binso amachane, v'horidu as parochas amasach, v'chisu bas Aaron hoedus." Right, Aaron came and his sons. They brought down the parochas. They covered the Aaron. V'nasnu alav ksui artachash Ufarsu beged klul tchelas mi lamalav samabadav. They covered up the aron. V'al shulchan aponim yifrisu beged tchelas. And on the shulchan, you put a cover. V'nasnu alav esakaros vesakapos vesmanakias vesksos anazach v'lechem atamid alav yihyeh. Sounds like the bread's still there. Don't focus on this. Sounds like the bread stayed on the shulchan while it traveled. V'lechem atamid alav yihyeh. That's what it says exactly in the context of the traveling of the aron. So the question is of the Mishkan. So did it become nifsal? Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chad amar nifsal, v'chad amar eino nifsal. Machlokas. Manda amar, there's a shaila. If it became nifsal, so what was the point of leaving it on the achrona mask? What's the point of leaving it on the shulchan? Why don't you just burn it then? We have to wait till it's nifsal balina. Manda amar nifsal, the one who says nifsal dechsiv. Kasher yachanu ken yiso. You compare the encampment to the traveling. Ma bachana yaso nifsal biyotze. Afinisi yaso nifsal biyotze. Just like when there was an encampment, there was a psul yotze. So to when it was traveling, nifsal biyotze. Man de amar eno nifsal dechsiv. Alechem atamid alaviyeh. Right, the one that says not nifsal, it's based on the pasuk that we just read. The lechem tamid is always on there. So it's still called lechem atamid. While it's on there, that sounds like that it is still kosher. Rashi, alma bikdusha say koi. It's still called lechem atamid. It's not called something that you have to burn, and therefore that is the pasuk that would include it. What's the nekudas hamachlokes misvara? Right, what's the nekudas hamachlokes misvara that we would say, right, should it become nifsal, should it not become nifsal? Right, so the Dvir HaKodesh here talks about the lamdis. The lamdis might be v'tamua. He quotes this Ibaya, and he quotes Rashi. V'tamua harei mizeh gufa muchach sheino nifsal. Dim nifsal amai nosim osoim ha-shulchan. Nisrof ha-lechem bimkomo. Right, that's what we just pointed out. If it becomes nifsal, so what's the purpose of leaving it on the shulchan? Right, if just burn it right now. V'nira dekivan di'ika din nisiya ala shulchan harei kachu din ha-shulchan shihei im alechem. It's part of the shulchan. Having bread on the shulchan is part of the shulchan. And that's learned out from the psukim in Truma. That's why in the pasuk says, if you have to carry the shulchan, it has to be bread on the shulchan, because that's part of the definition. Is the lechem going to become nifsal? Okay, maybe. But you still need the shame shulchan, and that's why one side is that it has to be on there, even if it would become nifsal. V'yafen nomar shashulchan nifsal, hari mikim ha-shish din shi lechem ala shulchan, gam lechem shenifsal al yedei pirik ha-mishkan ikri shulchan im alechem. Right, that would be a chiddush. Right, it would be nifsal. But maybe that's the side of the Ibaya. V'chein matzinu bikra b'parches v'yakel v'asiyas kli ha-mishkan es ha-shulchan v'es bada v'es kela v'es lechem aponim. Also there in v'yakel. Hainu da lechem be'etzem asiyas ha-shulchan. And also b'kudei, quotes all the psukim. V'yiten al ha-shulchan v'erach lechem, right, many times throughout Sefer Shmos. V'lachein yesh lomar d'kishenomar din laseis ha-shulchan, it must be with the lechem. Even if it's going to become nifsal, that's the possibility. He goes through another one, but that is one possibility of the tzad of that question. They're mefarik the mishkan, but they're not mefarik the kalim. Right? The mishkan is the curtains, but the kalim stay the kalim. They don't take apart the aron. They don't take apart the menorah. It's just the kalim. The kalim have to stay the kalim. The kalim have to travel. We cover the kalim. Look, there's fire on the Mizbeach. That also didn't go out. Remember, we learned that that's covered. That's probably more unusual than just covering breads on the Shulchan, right? Covering the fire. We learned, did it jump from one Mizbeach to the other Mizbeach, as we learned at the end of Zvachim, I think. Okay. So what does each one do with the other one's Pasik? The Idach Nami Aksiv Hakash Yachna Ken Yisau. According to the one who said that, it does become nifsal. So, I'm sorry, it does not become nifsal. So what do you do with this pasuk that compares the chanaya to the nisiya? Le'idach gisa, you compare it in the other direction. Ma b'chanaya so, ki lo yatsim imkomo lo mifsal. Just like in the encampment, if it has not gone out of its place, so it does not become nifsal. Safin is yaso, here by the traveling. Ki lo yatsim imkomo lo mifsal, here too. If it did not go out of its place, which it didn't, you're just taking it where Hashem told you to take it, lo mifsal. What about according to the one who says it does become nifsal? So then what do you do with this pasuk that still calls it lechem atamid while it's traveling? So because of that, we reject this pshat of the Ibaya. So Ela, try number two. We're going to have three pshatim of the machlokas. Try number two. Really, everyone holds, like we probably would have thought, it's not nifsal. Everyone holds that the bread on the shulchan is not nifsal. So what's the machlokas? Kiyasa Rav Dimi Omar. Bim is sudar dukuli amalo pligi. While, if it stayed on the shulchan while the traveling took place, so then there's nothing to talk about. Lo pligi. There's no machlokas, and everybody agrees that it would stay kosher. Ela ki pligi bim is sulak. Machlokas is, what if you took it off, but you didn't get to eat it yet? You took the lechem aponim off the shulchan, you didn't get to eat it yet, so, and now though, you gotta move. And now you gotta move. So, man da amar nifsal. So the one who says nifsal dechsif, kasher yachru ken yiso. Ma bachan yaso nifsal beyotse. After this yaso nifsal beyotse. Right? So it's nifsal because it's not on the shulchan and there's no more mishkan. Well, man da amar yino nifsal dechsif, and asa o amoed, ava bisha nasa o amoed hu. Even though it was traveling, oh well, Moi. There's what to say. Let's just finish the sentence. Again, what does each one do with the other one's pasuk? V'idachnami yaksiv kasher yachro ken yisau lidok yisau the other way. Ma b'chanayaso ki lo mafik le lo mifsal, as we darshan before. Just like by chanaya, if you didn't take it out, it's not nifsal. Af b'nisiyaso ki lo mafik le lo mifsal. So too while it's traveling, if you didn't take it out, it wasn't out nifsal. V'idachnami yaksiv v'nasa o amoed. What about that? The Oal Moed, it was still an Oal Moed while it was traveling. Right, what does the one who says it was Nifsal do with that pasuk? Ha'hul degalim hu da'asa. That's to teach us the degalim, that even while it was traveling, it had to be in the order, in the structure. You had to have these shvatim first, and then this, and then this, and the mishkan in the middle. It wasn't just a free-for-all when we traveled. Even while traveling, there had to be a seder. L'degalim hu da'asa. Ve'idach mimachan elavim, betocha machnos nafka, that we know from a different pasuk. Period. A couple of points. First of all, pashup shat. Right? What does it say? What's the machlokas about? If we took off the lechem aponim, but we didn't get a chance to eat it yet, and then we had to travel, when were the lechem aponim changed? Shabbos. Did Hashem make them travel on Shabbos? And it's kachay kachim, so it has to be eaten that day. So when would there be a case where they didn't get to eat it? They wouldn't have been asked to eat it on Shabbos. So says the Shizvi Kubetzes, it was Yom Kippur Shechalias B'Shabbos. If Yom Kippur Shechalias B'Shabbos, then you wouldn't be able to eat it. You wouldn't be able to eat it that day. You have to wait till the night. You could only eat it that night. And that night, Hashem told them to travel. Right? So that's an example where, Hechitimsi, where you would be, you took them off, but you wouldn't be able to eat it, and Hashem told you to travel right now. Right? That's the Shidim Kubetz's suggestion. V'ksas kasha, dol karchach, b'shabes, lo nasu, mishem otzah, hotzah, umachamer. Hashem wouldn't have told them to, you know, what malacha would you do? Outside, hotzah, machamer, right, walking with your animal. V'shem, yesh lomar, kagon, sha'oso, shabes, haya yom kippur. Wow. Shalechem aponim nechala erib, b'motzoi shabes. V'lo speak ulechol osam ad, shenasu. V'yesh silik masoz balaylo, kidemochiach abayas, we'll see soon. And they could travel at night. Right, v'chein mashu l'kaman b'masdisan chol yom kippur lios b'shabes achalos b'schalkos la'erev. So that's the heichitimsi that is mentioned, which gets us into the sugya that we could speak for a while about. We won't, but a little bit. How do we look at Shabbos Yom Kippur? Is it Shabbos Yom Kippur or is it Shabbos and it's Yom Kippur? Right, that's the discussion in the Achronim. Interesting, the Rishonim don't really talk about this. The discussion in the Achronim: if somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur, do they have to make Kiddush before they, right? Every Yontif, you have to make Kiddush before you eat. On Yom Kippur, do you have to make Kiddush? So some, I think Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch discusses, not on a regular Yom Kippur, but when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos and you have to eat, then you have to make Kiddush because it's Shabbos. And the Yar Sameach argues, no, this is Yom Kippur. It's Yom Kippur. You don't make Kiddush on Yom Kippur. So what's the machlokas? The way that it is explained is, well, how do you look at it? Is it Shabbos, comma, Yom Kippur, or is it Shabbos, hyphenated Yom Kippur? Is it a new Kedushas Hayom? Shabbos Yom Kippur? Or is it Shabbos and Yom Kippur? Machlokas, Rebbe Kiva Eger and the Or Sameach. But we don't have to wait till the Rebbe Kiva Eger and the Or Sameach. It's in the Gemara. Pashtus is in the Gemara. That's the Gemara in Beitza Daf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara talks about there, not Yom Kippur and Shabbos, but what about Shabbos and Yontif? Right? What do you do in the brachos of the Amida on Shabbos and Yontif? Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Tana Rabbanan, Yontif Shecholias B'Shabbos, B'Shamay Omrim, Mispalel Shmona, an eight bracha, Shmona Esrei, as we call it. An eight bracha Amida, which we don't have. Where we only have 7, 9, 19. That's what we have. But Beis Shammai says you have an eight bracha. The Omer Shal Shabbos b'fnei atzma v'shal yantiv b'fnei atzma. When Shabbos falls out on Yantif, so then you have two middle brachos, a Shabbos one and a Yantif one. Ubeisilal Omer, no, mispalal sheva, maschel b'shal Shabbos, umisayim b'shal Shabbos, v'omer kedushas hayom ba'emsa. The themes combine. So is this just a technical machlokas? Maybe not, right? It's about reflecting of the themes. How do you look at the day? Is it Shabbos Yantif or is it Shabbos and Yantif? We like to quote the 2 days in the tour. Right, the Torah, when the Torah quotes when, and again, each of these you might be mechalik between how they blend in. The Torah quotes when Shabbos falls out on Rosh Chodesh, or Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, and I forget Yalla V'Yavo, but I remember it say in benching. So I have to repeat benching. Because after all, I don't have to have bread mitzad the Rosh Chodesh, but this is a Rosh Chodesh meal that I have to have bread. So that's a fascinating machlokas Rishonim. Right, whether you have to repeat. Is it Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or is it Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? Right, that's the nafkamina. If I forget Yalla V'Yavo, and do I have to repeat benching? Again, you might have been mechalik in either direction. Right, you might have said, well, is it easier for two real kedushas to combine? Right, I might have said, well, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, that's the easiest to combine. They're both Shabbos Shabbason. Right, well, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh is much harder. Rosh Chodesh isn't even kedushas Hayom. Or you might say exactly the opposite. Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh is easier because there's no conflict. Rosh Chodesh is blended. It doesn't have Kedusha, so it takes upon the Kedusha of Shabbos. Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you have two major Kedushos. Can those combine or those just coexist? Right? So this is a great, discussion. But again, this is the Shiva Kubetz right here. It was Yom Kippur on Shabbos, and that's how when they might have had breads that they didn't eat yet, but were taken off of the table. Why'd the Mishkan have to keep its structure as it traveled? Why was that so crucial and important? I'd say when it's traveling, it wasn't the Mishkan anymore. No, it's still called the Ohel Moed. Right, the Meshech Chachma talks about this on that Pasuk. Beis Yud Zayin in Bamidbar. The Pasuk says, Kasher Yachno Ken Yiso, Ishal Yadol Diglehem. Ha Inyan. Well, we know when the Meshech Chachma says Ha Inyan, he's going to say something. Ha Inyan. Dekavod Lo Shayach. Rak Kishahim B'makom Melech HaKavod. Giving kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving kavod to any situation is only when their Melech HaKavod is there. Oz haya Yehuda bechor l'dgalim v'ruvein sheni lo v'chein michuki animus kishayesh nichbad az trichim leishev b'mishtar v'seder. When there is someone to give kavod to, nichbad, so then trichim leishev, they have to sit in an order. And that's why Bishmir talks about in Maseches Gittin, Bishmir says Seder Bekriya of Sefer Torah. By Sefer Torah, you have the Chashav Kodim, and there's an order, right? And then the Gemara talks about Ein Mechabdim Ela BePesach Sheish Ba Mezuzah. The Koshi in Batekneses Vadim Midrashos Lefi Shekavod Einu Rak Mamakam Mechubad. The Gemara says Ein Mechabdim Midrachim, usually on the road. But Lachein Amar Kan, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu left, the Hashem Hashchin is not there anymore. Of course, it's there. The Aron is there. The Kruvim are there. That's why Amar Kancha Seder Adagalim Hu LeSeder Chanayasam Eitzel Olamoid HaSeder Azeh Yeh Beisam Asos Gamkein. Why? She'ein Adoma L'Shar Drachim She'ein Kavod Ve'ein Seder L'Mayla V'Lakdima. Usually when you travel, you know, things are a little not orderly. You're living out of a suitcase, right? It's not, you don't feel like you're in the proper place. But by the Ohel Moed traveling, Kadosh Baruch Hu is still in the Ohel Moed. Bishem she Ohel Moed noseah betoch hamachanos umelach hakavod shari besocham imkein tzrichim lios beseder chanaso yamal yado. It's still a makom kavod. It's not regular drachim, like the Gemara says ein mechabdin bedrachim. The Gemara in Brachas mem zayin. But here there is kavod bedrachim, and that's what the Gemara quotes. Menachis tzadi hey. He quotes our Gemara. Menasa Ohel Moed avu bishenasa Ohel Moed hu veino nifsa lechem apanim biyotzei. Hainu shekdushas Ohel Moed hu ma'alaso lo nistalke b'nisiyasam. V'kivnu lidrosh ze me'omek hakavana lo min halashon. This isn't just a language. V'nasa Ohel Moed. Even though it was nasa, it's Ohel Moed. No, it's the content. It's not just the word game, says the Meshech Chachma. Good. What else can we talk about? Let's continue. Maybe we'll get into the Emes Liyakov on the Tzgalim, soon, but let's just do a little more and then we'll see, what we have time for. Says the Gemara Nea Meisvei. So what did we say the Machlokas is? Shot number two. First suggestion of the Gemara was, maybe it's a Machlokas, whether the Lechem upon him become Nifsal or not. So we rejected that because it says lachem tamid. So we say really everybody holds that the lechem does not get nifsal. The machlokas is, if I remove the lechem and I didn't get to eat it yet, then now it's traveling. So that was a machlokas. So meisveil ask a kasha on that. Bishas, the Tosefta says, Bishas silik masos. The Tosefta says that there is a distinction when the Mishkan travels. Kachim nifsal and biyotze. Kachim are nifsal biyotze. Says a beferish. Kachim nifsal biyotze. Vizav, meaning that there is no Mishkan. It's called Yotze. But vizavin v'umitzorain mishtalchet chutz l'mechitzasan. But those who have to be michutz l'machaneh still have to be out michutz l'machaneh. So there are two dinim. There are two dinim here. For certain halachas, it's not called the mechitzas anymore in Mishkan. That's why kachem or nifsal. But those who have to be outside the camp still have to be outside the camp. Look at Rashi. Rashi quotes these two dinim. Rashi says in the middle of the daf, kachem nifsal and biyotze, she'ein lahem klaim. They don't have the curtains. V'yafal pikein hamachane kadosh. But still, right, machane shechina and machane levia, or at least machane shechina might not, right, the mechitzas might not be there. But the Levia and the Machane Yisrael, that's still there. So, Kein Lam Klon, V'Aval Pikin HaMachane Kadosh, V'Zavinu Mutzaren Mishtalchin Chutz L'Mechitzasan, Mitzara Chutz L'Machane Yisrael, V'Yim Mahalchin V'Sof Machane. And they walked outside the Machane. So the Gemara says, so what does this Tosefta mean? It says the Kachem or Nifsal. So, Ma'i Lav Avil Lechem HaPanim, doesn't that say even Lechem HaPanim or Nifsal? Right, it's a riot to one of the Shitas. Lo, maybe Barmi Lechem HaPanim, maybe it's not excluding that. Kachem Nifsal is not including Lechem HaPanim. The Gemara says, what's the difference? Manavshach. E Oel Moed Dafkahu. If Oel Moed always retains its status, Afilu Kachim Nami, even General Kachim, should not be Nifsalim. E Oel Moed Lav Dafkahu. And if Oel Moed, it's not the Oel Moed when it travels, so Afilu Lechem Apanim Nami. So even Lechem Apanim should be Nifsal. So Mimanavshach, this Tosefta is a problem. So, try number three. We know, who was try number two? Kiyasa Rav Dimi. So when Rav Dimi comes, so you know who's on the horizon. Elakiyasa Ravin. Right? Ravin and Rav Dimi are often quoted. Two different approaches in various Gemaras. When they came from Eretz Yisrael, they came to Bavel, and now Kiyasa Ravin. Third pshat. It's not a machlokas. Kiyasa Ravin, Omar, Mar Omar bimisudar, Mar Arba bimisulak, velo pligi. It's not a machlokas. The Brisa, the Tosefta that says Nifsal, that's if you took it off. The earlier discussion of kasher, that's if it's on, and there's no machlokas. Right? Chan amar nifsal, chan amar inon nifsal, we're talking about two different cases. No machlokas, period. Amar abaya, shmami na. But you see, from the fact that it says that kachem or nifsal, because of the psul yotze, shmami na, yesh siluk masalos balayla. It must be sometimes they used to travel at night. Must be. If the anan went up at night, they used to travel. They didn't wait until the morning. Why? Because if there is no movement at night, then like if Hashem told them that Anan started, they would wait till the morning. So emas medali. So when do they take the curtains off? When do they take off the climb? Lit safra. What, in the morning? So my ari mishum yotze. So why did they say, oh, these kachar nifsal be yotze? Typically nifsal belina. It's ready in the morning. If it says nifsal be yotze, it must mean that right now it's kasher, and because the mishkan was taken apart, it's nifsal be yotze. But if you have to wait till the morning anyway to travel, so then it would be nifsal belina, not just nifsal biyotze. So Abaya says it must be that they traveled at night. Must be they traveled at night, right, by the Anan. It wasn't like they had to wait till the morning, right? Even though the Gemara says at the beginning of Psachim, it's not good to travel at night. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to travel at night, you know you can travel at night. It's okay. So now you don't need the Kitov if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you. So the Gemara says, Pshita, isn't that obvious? The Pasuk says, Valechas Yom HaValayla, Ksiv. It says by the in Shmos. So the Gemara says about the Tema Hani Milecha to Akar Biyamama. Maybe if you started traveling by day, like it says, Alechas Yom of Alayla, you could continue traveling at night. Continue traveling. Aval Hecha to Lo Akar Biyamama, Balalia Lo Matzi Akri. Maybe you don't start your trip at night. If you travel by day, you could continue. Kamash Malan, Kamash Malan. No, you could even start at night. And that is what we learn from this halacha. Interesting, with what's the Abaya Shmamina? Usually Shmamina is telling us a halacha. Here, Shmamina, what they traveled. They traveled, interesting, Shmamina. We learn from here, history, reality, right? That they used to travel at night. Or maybe he's saying, no, it's not just history, but it's Pshat of the Psukim. Pshat of the Psukim, they traveled at night, and therefore, they even might have started to travel at night. Remember, Rashi quotes at the beginning of Masei, it wasn't like they traveled so often, right? They traveled to all the 42 Masos, right, in 40 years. But most of the Masos were in the beginning and at the end, right? The many Masos were in the first 2 years and many Masos were in the last. So for 38 years, they only traveled a couple of times. But that might have been by night, might have been by night. Good. Also, the traveling, as we know, actually, let's wait with that again. Rabbi Yaakov, let's continue. Veraminhi, I'll ask you another question. Hugulu haparochos, hudruazavinu musarli karnis lasham, stira. We have the Tosefta that says that when you took down the curtains, still the zavin and mutsaron have to stay outside. But here, Veraminhi, said we have a different, a contradictory source. Once you took down the parochas, hugulu haparochos, hudruazavinu musarli karnis lasham, they could go in, right? And therefore there is no status of machaneh. So the Gemara answers, Amar Ravashi, okay, it's a machlokas. Lokasha kan Rabbi Eliezer, ha Rabbi Eliezer, ha Rabbanan. Machlokas, whether there was a status of machaneh after the curtains were taken down. The Tanya Kodabraisa says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer is the one that is more meko. Right, what's the context? Rashi starts on the bottom of the previous Amud. The context is a case of a Pesach haba bituma. There's a Karban Pesach Shabbat Batumah. So we know Baba Tumah, most of the Tzibur is Tameh, so you bring it Batumah. And if even the people who are Tameh Mace are allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, or into the Mishkan, because it's a Baba Tumah. What about the other Tameh people? So usually Tameh Mace does not help for Tumah Zav and Tavis Betzorah. What happened if a Zav walks into the Beis HaMikdash at a time when there's Tumah Hucha Betzibur, or Tumah Dechuy Betzibur? So Rabbi Eliezer says, there's no Karis there. Even though they weren't allowed to do it, but once it's a place where Tumah is allowed, even though not that Tumah, Tumah's Mace, there's not going to be Karis. That's Rabbi Eliezer. So you see, Rabbi Eliezer already says that sometimes there are Kulas. Yachol dachko zavin mitzoron. You might think that in that case of a Pesach Shabbat Tumah, that if a zavin mitzora are very excited and they try to push their way in, v'nichlusu la'azara b'pesach Shabbat Tumah, yachol yu chayavin, you might think they're chayav Karis because they weren't by Tuma Hutra or Betechuya doesn't apply to them. Tamalomar no Vishalchumina Machana Kol Tzeruah V'Chol Zav V'Chol Tamei LaNefesh. And we darshan Bishash Tamei Meisim Mishtalchin Zavin Masorin Mishtalchin. When Tamei Meisim have to stay out of the one Machana, Zavin have to stay out of two, and Masorin have to stay out of three. Ain Tamei Meis Mishtalchin Ain Zavin Masorin Mishtalchin. But if Tamei Meis don't have to be sent out, so too Zavin and Masorin do not have to be sent out. So too here. When you take down the curtains, that Tamei Meisim don't have to be sent out, right? There's no more middle machaneh. So therefore, so too here. The Rabbanan argue. The Rabbanan would say, even though Tamei Meisim are not sent out, Zavon and Masorin are sent out, and that is the machlokas tanoim. That would be the machlokas tanoim. Good. Now we can mention Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov, just once we're on the topic of the Tzgalim, then Rabbi Yaakov has the important Ta'ara at the beginning of Bamidbar, where he talks about, as we're talking about now, the Golem, the Seder, it's important, how they marched. Why weren't the Golem given right at Yitzias Mitzrayim? They were already Shvatim then. And yet the Golem were only given in the second year. Right? Why is that? Bashana, the beginning of the Sefer Bamidbar. Bashana Hashenis. Let's say some Eretz Mitzrayim, Leimar, Su'us, Rosh. Why were the Golem only given then and not earlier? So Eller, Rabbi Yaakov explains the beautiful idea that what did the Golem symbolize? And everybody's in a different place. It symbolizes pirud levavos. It symbolizes every shevet doing their own unique, excelling in their own unique area, different midos, different colors, different animals, different flags. That's what the shvatim symbolize, right? That's why, there are 12 shvatim, because there are different types of Jews, and that's the, every shevet's tefillah goes through a different window in Shamayim. But the golem symbolize the differences between the shvatim. Explains Rabbi Yaakov, if Hashem would have given us the Tegalim right away without any glue to hold the different Shvatim together, so then there would be 12 nations. There wouldn't be one nation with 12 parts. Hashem didn't want 12 nations. Hashem wanted one with 12 parts. So Hashem had to wait till the glue could be in the middle to hold the differences between the Shvatim together. And what's the glue? That's the Torah. So only in second year, after Maimon Har Sinai, after we have the Torah, that holds us all together, now there's no danger in excelling in our different areas. The emes in the golem l'choru pirud l'vavos. The golem are pirud. Ki zeh vaday shekol tzeva yesh bo eza semel miyuchad. V'chein hatziyurim shehayu akol echad degel v'degel. V'halo zet ziyen kikol sheh v'sheva yesh lo tchuno shi'ifa miyuchedes. Mataras ha'echad shonem yimataras ha'sheni. So it could be cause kipir levavos. Ela mikivan shayu lekula merkaz echad. Taino a mishkan, not just the Torah, but the mishkan. After the mishkan was built, v'kulam chonim misavim la mishkan. Ein zegorim lepirud ela kol echad omed al shmishvarto micheteslo veikan shum pirud. Kamo ba'adam, just like a person. Right? Is there a period between the ears and the eyes and the nose and the mouth? No, it's all held together in one body. So when the mishkan is in the middle with the aron, with the luchos, so then kmochein beuma. As long as there's a nukudah merkazit, so then it was okay. And he quotes v'nachon. This is a true pshat that as long as the mishkan is in the middle, so then there's no danger of pirud levavos. Good. Says the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Achas de alechem v'achas lechem apanim. So remember, this parak is about both. The unique types of minchas, these two. The shtei alechem and the lechem apanim, both of them, shtei alechem brought on Shavuos, and lechem apanim every Shabbos, lishasan va'arichasan bachutz. Their shaping and their kneading and their shaping are done outside. Va'afiyasan bifnim. And they're baked inside. They're baked inside the Azar. Why is it done outside? Why is it done outside? So Rashi explains, Rashi at the beginning of the Gemara, because of nifsal biyotze. Because if you make it inside, and then you're going to bake it before Shabbos, as we'll see. So it's going to be nifsal biyotze. It's going to ready to be in this kaddish b'klisharis. And therefore, it's a problem. So if you have to make it outside, you have to make it outside, doesn't get niskadish yet, and then you bring it in the next day, fine. That's, Rashi says it's an issue of yotze. Tosfos argues. Tosfos says it's outside because Alma, the Gemara is about to say, that Midas Yavich, lo niskacha, the dry measures in the Beis HaMikdash were not niskadesh, the iniskacha, migna milsa, because if it would be niskadesh, then it would be a genai, I afik lehu avroi. If you would take it out, then it would be a genai in that circumstance. Not an issue, a halach issue of yotzei, but genai. Okay, we'll get back to Hashem in the Gemara. But either way, says the Mishnah, that the shtei alechem and the lechem apanim, they were all shaped and made outside, but they were baked inside. Ve'ena docha says a Shabbos, and their afia is not docha Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, kol maaseh bifnim, all done inside. We'll see the makar. Rabbi Shimon Omer, la'olam aviroga lomar, shtei alechem v'lechem apanim ksheiros bazara uksheiros bebeis paki. Rabbi Shimon says he was rogil to say. We'll have to see what this lashon is. What does it mean rogil to say that the shtei alechem v'lechem apanim are kosher anywhere, kosher in the azara and even kosher in beis paki, which we had elsewhere. Where is beis paki? We had earlier machlokas v'yochanan reish lakish. Is beis paki right outside the beis hamikdash or somewhere farther? Either way, 3 days in the mishnah. So Agufa Kasha. Let's focus on the first day of the Tanakama. Agufa Kasha. Amar li shasam arichasan bachutz. You say that it's all made outside. Alma midas yavesh lo niskacha. That teaches us that the midas yavesh was not sanctified. Meaning, the kalim for the dry measures in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash, do not imbue what's inside of them with sanctity. Lo niskacha, therefore they're not makadish what's inside of them. So, the lisha, that's the lisha and arichar done outside. So it's not niskacha. That's why you're allowed to do it outside. Vafiyasan bifnim, ala midas yavesh niskacha. But it's baked inside, and the oven, the tanur, is a kli. So therefore, it is niskadish, because we just said the afi is not docha Shabbos. You're going to do it beforehand. And as Rashi says here, so if it would be niskadish the day before, it would be nifsal. Amar Rabba, says Rabba, hiksha adam kasha shu kasha kabarzel. There was an adam kasha that has to be a tough kasha. Umanu Rav Sheshes, right? What's the kasha? Umay kusha, right? And this was the question that he asked. Tosfos says, kasha ka barzel, shevach hu l'tamid chachamim. It's really a shevach to be hard like barzel. Kedamar perakam at the tainis, kol tamid chacham, shino kasha ka barzel, eno tamid chacham. Gotta be kasha ka barzel, right? That's what Rav Sheshes was, kasha ka barzel, and he asked this kasha question. Doesn't sound like such a great compliment though, right? Even that, what does that Gemara mean? Right? A tamid chacham has to be hard like iron, hard like iron. So I saw in the Margolius Ashas, he quotes from the Rav Meir Yechiel Meostra, the Ostravser, says, what does it mean? Why Dafka? It's a compliment here, and it's Kasha Kabarzel. He says, we know that metal, right? We know that everything's made up of the four Yesodos, the four Yumers, fire, water, wind, and dirt. And he says, anger comes from Ish. Right? That's from Ish, that Yumer. V'hinei anu roim shahabarzel shu echan me'asar d'ram kashav shiver ba'olam. Right, the Gemara says elsewhere, one of the hardest things, Bar Basra, one of the hardest things in the world is barzel. And yet, kishabal la'esh, when it comes to fire, it softens. It melts. So Talmud Chacham has to be kasha, it has to be hard, it has to stand before he believes it, but kabarzel. It has to be like barzel, meaning when it comes to real anger, you start melting. Barzel, right, has to be like anger. V'haydu kamosha barzel, kishabal besod ha'esh u'misrachich, kachim, roa Talmud Chacham. He feels like he's getting angry. He feels the fire. He has to melt. He has to melt and not let. So that's why it's dafka kasha. You have to stand up for things. But when it's barzel, when it comes to a situation of anger, you start melting and you don't get angry. And he says he relates that to that other Gemaras, but that's the Ustravser. Okay, that's how it's a compliment. Good. So Rabba says that Rav Sheshet asked this kasha. How do you read the Mishnah? The first line of the Mishnah sounds like Midas Yavesh were not sanctified, and the second line sounds like it is sanctified. So the Gemara says, "My kushya, what's the problem? Zilma Isaro no Makadish Tana Makadish. Maybe there's a big difference between the different types. The Midas Yavesh outside, those are regular Kalim. That wasn't Makadish. The Tanur, that's a unique type of Klishares. So maybe that's Makadish. So that's why you have to do it, that it's done inside. So Eli Kasha Hakasha. Okay, this is the problem. Vafiyasan Bifnim Alma Tanur Makadish, Veidochas as a Shabbos, if Salabalina. Right? That's the kasha. The first line that says that the tanur is mekadesh, but then it's not docha Shabbos, you have to bake it on Friday, so the next morning it's going to be nifsal by being overnight. So the Gemara says, Amarava, he says again, Hiksha adam kasha u kasha kabarzo manor of sheshes. Amaravashi, again Ravashi says, my kushya, what's the problem? Dilma may be bifnim bimakam zrizim. What does bifnim mean? Maybe it doesn't mean in the Azara. Maybe it means maka in the place where the zrizim are. That's the kohanim, right? Rashi, b'makam zrizim. V'lo bazar amamish. Ela b'chutz yofu kohanim zrizim shelo yachmitz. So it's inside. Doesn't mean inside. That's why it's not going to be nifsal. Let's just continue for a moment. V'ad Ravashi berusahi, and this suggestion of Ravashi is berusa. We discussed a few weeks ago from the Eretz Tzvi. Very creative shot. What does it mean, berusa? It's outside. You have to leave it outside. Meaning, it's not a good shot. Manavshach, why? Because, yeah, fia binan zrizim, lisha richanami binan zrizim. If a fia needs in the place of where the kohanim are, so why not to lisha their richa too? Meaning, if it's not in the azara, so we manavshach, why don't you do it in the same place? Vi lisha richa lo binan zrizim, a fia nami lo binan zrizim. So, ela de ravashi, berusahi. So that's why ravashi is a berusa. And it's outside, and we don't accept it. Period. We didn't answer the kasha. Right, ask Tosfos, what happened? When he asked the question, the seer in the Mishnah, the first line of the Mishnah says, you have to bake it inside, which sounds like, Kli, Yavesh is Niskadesh. And the second line is, it's not Docha Shabbos, where the Tanur is, so how do you answer the Kasha? Tosfos says, two different Tanaim. Tosfos throws up his hand, says, I don't have a choice. Tosfos says, two different Tanaim. See, the six word Tosfos. You don't get too much shorter. Right? Ela Dravashi Brusahi, Vitavra, Misha Zanazu, Loshanazu. Right? Different deus in the Mishnah. Again, the Gemara is not bothered by it. Right? The Chavetz Chaim says, maybe you do it al tnai. Big sugya, ki do a mitzvah al tnai. So that's the Avnei Nezer by the Seder. But the Likuti Alach is here. The Chavetz Chaim says, maybe that's what you could do. He says, "Nofimai de baskina de klisharis in makachin ela midas yesh etza shalo yechavein she yiskadish al yedeho isaron vahatanur." Have in mind that it shouldn't be niskadish right away. Vaz lukuliyamo ipasabelina v'iskadish lachem apan machar kach lo machar ayde shulchan v'shtei alechem ayde shkidas kvasim. Even though usually a kli is makadish, but maybe have in mind tonight that it is not makadish. Okay, that's the suggestion. The other issue that the Achronim talk about here is B'makam's reason. Right? B'makam's reason. It's called B'makam's reason because the Kohanim is reason. And what does Rashi say? Because they make sure that it does not become chametz. That's only for the lechem aponim. The shtei lechem have to become chametz. Right? So why is it called Zrizim? Why is it called Zrizim? So the Mefarshim talk about, yeah, they have to make sure that this does not become chametz. They have to make sure that this becomes chametz. They have to be Zariz in all areas. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol HaMasein Bifnim, the Chulu. So the second day in the Mishnah was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, everything inside, even the Lisha and the Aricha. So Rabbi Shimon says, no, Rabbi Shimon says, everything outside. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kana, Shnei Mikradecha Darshu, they both Darshan from the same Pasuk. What's the Pasuk? Shmuel Aleph Perachav Aleph. Remember the story. David HaMelech is on the run from Shaul. Shaul wants to kill him. David goes to Nov Ir HaKohanim and ends up with tragedy. Because David finds out from Doeg, and Shaul massacres the entire, and Doeg massacres the entire city. But David HaMelech comes, and he's starving, and he has no food. And the only food around in Nov Ir HaKohanim is the Lechem Aponim. Lechem Aponim. So, could David eat the Lechem Aponim? He's not a Kohen. Right? Lechem Aponim is a Kachi Kachim. So that's the discussion going on between David and the Kohanim in Nov Ir HaKohanim. That's the, and the Mefarshim talk about exactly what the context is. So David HaMelech says to the Kohanim there, V'hu derechol afki ayom yikdash bekli. So what does that mean? That's very unclear. It is derechol, right? The pashtus, the David HaMelech came on Friday, and it's derechol, it's weekday, afki ayom, even though today yikdash bekli will be sanctified in the Kli. So what's the discussion? That's the Machlokas Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Bechol Ashkechinu, David HaMelech found them on Friday, Deka'afi Lein, they were baking the Lechem Aponim, Amar Lo, and he says to them, Derechol Kafi Sulei. Right, are you baking it on a weekday? Afkia Yom Yikdash Bekli, Yifzalebelina. Why are you baking it today? It's going to be Nifzalebelina, meaning David HaMelech's telling them, what are you doing? Right, it's going to be Nifzalebelina, the town is going to be Mekadesh, and therefore, that's Rabbi Yehuda. That everything is done inside, because that's what David HaMelech was telling them, giving them Musar. Rabbi Shimon Savar, no. V'Shabbos Ashkechinu. David HaMelech came and found them on Shabbos. Deka'afile, they were baking, and deka'afule. Amar Lahu. And the Gemara is going to reject this. How could they be baking it on Shabbos? But we'll see. Ashkechinu deka'afule. Amar Lahu, lo derechol be'isul amevdei. Don't you have to do it on a weekday? Right? Midi tana makadesh. You think the oven is makadesh? It's shulchan of the makadesh. It's the Shulchan of Makadish, she could have done it yesterday, so why are you being Mechal Shabbos by baking it today? So that's the difference in what the conversation was. Umimat says, Amr, de Bashaz Afi Ashkechinu. What, where they, did David find them when they were baking it? Vaksiv. No. It's clear from the Pasuk that they already had breads to give him. So how did he find them when they were baking that, when they were baking it, if the breads only come off on Shabbos and the baking it doesn't happen right then? The only bread they had in the whole place was lechem upon him, and it was because nefesh shavu was going to die if he didn't eat. But it says that the only bread they had was the lechem that was already musar, that was removed. So if it was removed already, so how were they baking? Right, it's lechem tamid. Right, it always has to, the new breads have to be made before they take the other breads off. So they are what they. Well, the eating it. Well, yeah, pikuach nefesh. How David was going to to eat it, but David HaMelech went into the Mishkan and he was trying to get some food. So my derech hold the ka'amr lehu. So the Gemara says, what was he saying to them? Hachi ka'amru lei lek leka lechem kiim lechem apanim hamusaram lofnei Hashem. They say to him, this is the only lechem we have. Amr, he says to them, Lomi boy hai, not only this lechem, Tekiva denafki le mimi ila derecholu, not only this lechem, which has already come off, and the Kohanim can eat it, and therefore there's no more mi'ila, you already took off this lechem, el afilu hachnami, even these new breads, tahayom yikdash bekli, right, that's being mekudesh bekli today, havule delechol, I'm allowed to eat it. Why? Masukanu, because pikuach nefesh. So David's not saying that, it wasn't that the breads were taken off and they were baked already, they were baking it, but David was saying that even breads that were taken off, not only that I would be able to eat because there's no more me'ila, but even breads that were still on and they were not taken off. Right, Rashi says, Nafkalemi Me'ila, the Kivan Shesilku Mutala Koanim, the Koshi Shasatala Koanim Ain Bo Me'ila, and not only those, Balomi Boy Hach, Afilo Zed Dahayom Nis Dahayom. Question about the girsa here. Am I yom yikdash beklisha sidrasam ala shulchan havule? Right? Even if you're putting it on the shulchan and it's still subject to me'ila, you can still give me because of mesukan, because he was in danger. Just finish. And what's the machlokas then? It's not about the psukim. It's about the mesora. Bigamara pligi. Right? The machlokas is mesora. Right? This is what he learned from his rebbe. The Tanra is makadish and he learned not. And dekanami, and it's even proved from those, that's unusual phrase that Reb Shimon has. Diktani Reb Shimon Omer, lo olam aviraga lomar. Shtei alechem lechem aponim kshiras bazar av kshiras abeis pagi. Sounds like this mesora that he has. But not dafka, learn that from the psukim, shmamina, and that's why it's not based on psukim, it's based on the mesora. Again, there's a lot more to talk about in that story. Maybe we'll start a little bit tomorrow if there's time about the conversation between David and the Kohanim, about how was he able to eat it. There's a long radak there on that pasuk. that discusses exactly what the conversation was and how they were able to eat it. Okay, we'll stop here.